I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. A few weeks ago, we introduced you to biologist Rebecca Helm, who moved to Asheville to study jellyfish. While working on that piece, I bumped into another marine life in the mountains story. There are sharks in Hendersonville. It's lunchtime in downtown Hendersonville, and Brenda Raymer is in her office on Main Street, sitting underwater feeding sharks.
They know exactly who she is. The largest one loves to just be pet and just sit in her lap.
That's Courtney Clark, who works with Raymer here at the office, the Team Echo Aquarium and Shark Lab. Clark is watching Raymer, who is inside a giant fish tank. She's in full scuba gear, hand feeding and petting the sharks.
We've hatched and raised them, so they've been with us their whole lives. They actually have a bond with us, just like a dog. They know us by sight and sound, and by our electrical impulses.
Which, that just sounds crazy to those of us who don't hang around sharks.
They're like big puppies with more teeth.
You've probably guessed by now, these aren't the sharks of scary movies. These are bamboo sharks, small, striped, look a bit like a catfish with a shark fin, and just one of dozens of species of ocean fish and tropical animals living here at the nonprofit Marine Science Education and Research Center, more than 200 miles from the nearest ocean. Brenda Raymer, the shark whisperer, is the founder and executive director. We talked before feeding time.
Somehow this just feels a little unexpected.
We are very unexpected. We are a great little treasure here in Hendersonville. This all started in my kitchen in 2001. I was teaching school and did some surveying and found that 60% roughly of our mountain children don't see blue water. They have to learn about it as an ecosystem, but they don't have a lot of hands-on practical experience with it. And I wanted to make that change. And here we are with the first inland aquarium.
Nearly 10,000 people come to the aquarium every year. More than 3,000 of them are students who get a hands-on marine life education lesson. Aquariums filled with reptiles and exotic tropical fish line the walls.
Yeah, but this is our venomous tank.
Oh, gotcha. Who's in there?
You have an orange toadfish that's in here. That's a sea goblin. There's a tiny little brown blob in the sand.
Right, I see it.
And at night, that opens up about as big as your hand, and that's an octopus anemone.
The centerpiece is the nearly 2,000-gallon shark tank that also serves as a research lab, where they look at the impact of things like water quality and lighting on shark health. Raymer says almost everything in here is somebody's experiment.
I have a young lady from Hendersonville High School. Her senior project is on coral growth. So this is her tank. She's created it and is learning how to grow and care for coral.
And what is she trying to figure out?
Well, she's looking at like how we're looking at the lighting. She looks at the lighting and she looks at the nutrition value in the water currents.
It's so interesting. You're doing a lot of the research they're doing out in the wild. In captivity.
Well, our kids can't get there, you know? So if we can give them that here, you know, they're just going to be one step ahead of the ball game when they move out.
When I started here my senior year, I actually wanted to be a pastry chef.
That's Courtney Clark, who we met earlier at the Shark Tank. Clark says something clicked when she was helping care for a sick stingray.
Nobody to reach out that could help us, and so that kind of changed my mind into there's nobody who really does this in this area, and that's kind of made me want to go into that medical field.
Today, Clark is Team Echo's assistant director, and she's in school to become a vet tech, her focus, marine animals.
Do you ever look back and just go, oh my gosh, this just started like I wanted to give kids a bigger experience? And
I do. It's always amazing when former students come in and that's the question they always ask is, did you ever think you'd end up here? And the answer is no. I thought, you know, when I started this, I'd volunteer and go into schools and talk about the ocean. But to actually be able to offer a piece of the ocean is it's phenomenal. I can't even explain it.
You just have to see it for yourself on Main Street in downtown Hendersonville. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.